unconditional reality, how to be there from here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, am I all that I was meant to be? Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see in me, all you see in me. Sometimes I feel that I have lived so many different lives, and what I thought were my mistakes and my vision set aside. You were waiting for this part of me, and there's no greater thing on earth that I can be than all you see in me, all you see in me. All you see in me, yeah. Every now and then I go back where I've been. It helps this.
Hello, everybody. Once again, welcome to Unconditional Reality, How to Be There from Here. I'm your host, Bennett Gale, and we're broadcasting from the exquisite Mount Shasta, root chakra of the planet, an extremely beautiful and serene area. And yesterday, as we were experiencing one of the warmer days we've had in quite a while, spring is really looking to show itself here, although we've got more snow at the top of the mountain than we did a month ago in winter. Yesterday, I took a journey up onto the mountain, and once again, I was reminded of the profound sense of relationship with Gaia, relationship with the mountain. And all one has to do is simply just get a little bit quiet and allow yourself to be receptive, and you start feeling that you're embraced and welcomed into the bosom of the mountain, of nature itself. And this leads me to open up a discussion with our panel about relationship. Now, of course, relationship has many, many connotations. There are all types of relationships, and I can tell by the inquiries that we receive that so many of you in this particular time-space continuum are concerned with your interpersonal, romantic, if you will, relationships. And yet, of course, we are speaking about that, and we are speaking about relationship, and we use a capital R, because relationship is indeed the key to our expansion, our happiness, our joy, our ability to fulfill our imaginations, our more expansive sense of who we are. And also, by the very name and the very title of the show, Unconditional Reality, it of course begs many questions about unconditional love. So, why don't we start with the topic of unconditional love? How about that?
Well, how about that? Hi, everybody. It's Grace. You know, I'd like to explore and understand this unconditional love more. Now, I've got my own feelings and theories about it, and yet I have a feeling that my perception of unconditional love maybe, just maybe, isn't so unconditional at all.
Well, okay. Well, what do you mean by that, Grace?
Well, all right. I have been in a few relationships in my life, male-female romantic type relationships, and it seems to me, from my own experience and from watching others, that so much of what makes up the relationship isn't really about love or about unconditional love. And I'd like to understand, first, what does that really mean? And second, is that something that can be part of our day-to-day relationships here?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me deal with that for a second. This is Mother Precious. And first of all, you ask, as always, Grace, you ask some very good questions. What occurs here is that many, many relationships are not based on unconditional love. Oh, no. Instead, they are based on the physical attraction. They are based on convenience. They are based on people feeling that they got the needs that got to be met by somebody else. Now, as we have talked about many, many times, the unconditional says that you by yourself are enough, and that you are a complete universe in and of yourself. So the very concept of I got these needs that got to be met, whether they be emotional, physical, or any other types of needs that got to be met by somebody else. Well, that in and of itself says you are separating you, what you think you need, from who and what you are. And so immediately as you start to begin to create a separation, you begin to move into conditions.
Hello. May I interrupt for a second? This is Shane, and I'd like to comment on something. I believe I heard it on one of your shows, and I think it was either Bennett or Norman. They did a survey, or they were talking about somebody that did a survey that was asking people about what do you think, what role does unconditional love play in your life? And they said that the responses were rather amazing and kind of shocking. What they'd said was that they posed this question to over 400 women in the United States who were all, say, ranging from their mid-30s on up. And they were all relatively successful women that had fairly strong images for themselves and so on and so on. And the response out of, say, 400 ladies was that only one person mentioned that unconditional love begins with themselves. Everybody else, either their responses ranged from, I don't think unconditional love is possible in this world, to talking about their pets and how their pets love them unconditionally, but they almost all said that they did not think it was possible between two people. And so I found that rather surprising. And now I'm hearing what you're saying, and it poses the question right along with Sister Grace about, is this the kind of thing that is possible here? And is this what is part of the unconditional reality?
Well, let me weigh in on that. Now, this is Reverend Johnson, and I would like to say that it most definitely is part of the potential for each and every human being. It is tongue in groove. It is lapping, overlapping with everything we've always been speaking about. You are complete within yourself. Now, once again, going back to what Norman was talking about and continues to write about in his Manifesting Through Mastery series, is that you are the universe walking around as whatever your name may be. You are part and parcel of the infinite, and indeed there is no separation. So, in effect, you are everything. You are all there is. So once we start saying, what's out there that I don't have inside here, well, we're already beginning to shut the door on who and what we are. So the ideal in the unconditional, and those of you that choose that to want to manifest and experience having a romantic relationship, if you will, this saying about you complete me, you're my other half. Well, that's a very 3D romantic notion, but I must say it's not the truth.
Oh my goodness, this is Flipjack. I didn't realize that until you just started talking about it. My gosh. That explains a lot for me. That's one of the reasons why I never really did have the relationship that I always wanted. My gosh, I was always looking for somebody to complete me.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I grew up watching all these romantic movies and they say, oh, there's that person and I am a complete because I have found you, and we hold hands and walk off to the sunset or right off to the sunset. Whoa. So what you're saying is, if you think that you're only half a part of something, or that somebody else will complete you, then you're never going to have that sense of fullness and completion with somebody, because you're denying who and what you are.
Oh yeah, well that's the whole point. That's exactly it. I had to realize that. And, you know, I'm very, very blessed to say that me wife and I, we have a great love for each other. And I think that we are one of the fortunate couples that understand this concept. And we are complete within ourselves. We certainly are. And yet we love each other powerfully. We love each other with a great might and a great fullness and contentment.
Well, I'm so pleased to hear that. I can't tell you how many times when I was in the body and I was counseling and giving my perceptions about things to young couples and old couples and couples in the middle. My gosh, I found so many people at odds and odds and odds, and they're complaining about this and they're complaining about that. Well, let me say a truth, if I may, and I'm going to repeat this. Whatever you are not getting is a reflection of what you are not giving to yourself.
I want you to hold on to it and hear that one more time. Whatever you feel you are not getting is a reflection of what you are not giving to yourself. So, one of the things, I just saw a little note here, Norman passed to me. Well, Norman, why don't you say it? Okay, well, this is Norman. For those of you new to the show, I'm Bennett's multidimensional twin. And something that came to me one time when I was experiencing something and I felt this great pull to be with someone else, and it was not something that was moving very, very easily. And I got this message and it said, is the love within you or is it outside of you? And the suggestion that I received was that I ask myself this question when I am in times of stress. Is the love within me or is it outside of me? Because I was feeling all of this great love for somebody, and it wasn't being necessarily reciprocated in the same ways. And I felt a sense of loss, and I felt a whole variety of emotions because I perceived the love going outside of who I am. And basically, I finally realized that the love that I was feeling was my love. And it had nothing to do, really, with the other individual. And this is the case in all of the great relationships that I have seen and that I have known. The love belongs to me. And yes, there are some people who, for any number of reasons, bring out those feelings and we're often able to share one way or another. And yet, it is my love. And if indeed that person tends to move away for whatever reasons, there is no real loss because I still have the love. What feels like a loss, and what I finally realized, was a certain sense of attachment to the way that love was being expressed. And that attachment led me to believe that I was losing something when the truth of the matter is I wasn't losing anything at all.
Well, is this the same thing as saying, like that song, looking for love in all the wrong places?
Well, maybe that's the case. Grace is simply about loving oneself. Now, to go back to what Shane was talking about, I know that survey, and out of all those people, they did not say unconditional love begins with me, begins with loving myself unconditionally. So, how is it possible to really love unconditionally if you don't love yourself unconditionally? Because if you simply think that you love somebody else unconditionally but don't love yourself, it is kind of like a shallow thing. It is kind of like building, how do you say it here? It's kind of like building castles on the sand, right? A couple waves come by and the sand castle no longer there. So it begins with you. It begins with how you choose to see yourself in relationship with you. That's right, and I have a little bit, this is Happy, by the way, I have a little bit of a side note to all of this, because what we've been seeing is that there are many relationships out there that are undergoing a very, very dramatic change, and by that I mean that there are many relationships that have been going on for quite a while, and are now not making sense anymore. Some of them almost overnight, it seems. And then there are other people who are meeting one another And although these particular new relationships have a sense of unspoken history, because indeed there are many other live streams being shared, they are meeting each other in this particular live stream fresh and anew, and they're being drawn to each other. Now, this is not something that to be underestimated. I was searching for the right word. This is also part of the shift. What's occurring, and we've spoken about it in very different forms, and hopefully we'll speak about this whole grand topic much more. But what is occurring is that since this new paradigm that's coming up on the planet is much more about the energetics, the conscious utilization of energy, your own and what's around you, and becoming more and more aware of the fact that we are indeed conscious co-creators. So because of this dynamic that's being experienced all over the planet, relationships are becoming redefined. They're becoming redefined. And yes, some of the external factors are still there, of course. There's some kind of attraction. And yet even that attraction now is becoming more determined, if you will, by a sense of knowing, by an energetic knowing, rather than necessarily just what we'd say is a physical attraction. There is much more of a prevalent sense of energy that is bringing one person together with another. And now alongside of that, there is much more a sense of why. Why are these two people being together? Because on a more profound level, perhaps, than a lot of other couplings, they are beginning to say that the collection or the connection between the two of them best serves the energy and the way they've chosen to expand and express energy here. And so we are seeing relationships dissolve because they no longer necessarily fit that new paradigm. Now, there are many couples, of course, who are experiencing that and have been experiencing that for a long time. And there are also couples who perhaps didn't experience that in part of their relationship and now are being reevaluating it, and they are seeing quite clearly that they can make those adjustments, and that they do on a much deeper energetic level. They can match and they can create something in their own freedom, in their own unconditional reality that suits where they choose to go and express themselves. And so as we're moving into this new paradigm where manifesting becomes more immediate, where there's going to be a lot of things we're going to talk about when we come back that are coming up, and yet we may not know about them consciously, but we do unconsciously. And this has to do with manifesting, and it has to do with our whole concept of abundance and wealth. So as these things become easier and then not as predominant a part of our fear-based, ego-based, scarcity-based reality, what is happening is that the need or the desire to be with someone where the energetic of who and what you are on a much more profound level, that becomes the most singularly important dynamic for being together in a couple.
Well, that's most interesting, Happy.
Well, thank you. I kind of like went through that pretty quickly, so I'm not quite sure if it's clear or not, but I'm sure we'll be talking about it more.
Oh, well, I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. Anyhow, right in this timing, we are going to take our traditional, customary respite, and we shall be back with y'all in just a minute. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Bennett Gale with Unconditional Reality, How to Be There From Here, on Align Radio, where we broadcast and radiate unconditional love, joy, and the true abundance that comes from being unified with all things. Well, I hope you're enjoying our discussion about relationship and relationships. And of course, it's a significant topic, and we will be speaking about it a great deal more. I have received many, many questions and comments and concerns from people about their particular relationships. And of course, some of them are general and can be easily answered on a show like this, and many aren't. Many are specifically about working through processes, either with somebody, and because that relationship is undergoing change, or indeed, many people have written about a seeming block about attracting the individual that they would like to share themselves with. In any case, this is something that I appreciate and respect and love to utilize the masters along with myself in counseling and helping to bring about a resolution so that the relationship that you have envisioned, which of course is with yourself and then with someone else, that can be brought into physical form, and that the relationships that are undergoing strain right now, that they can be understood in a way that has a sense of resolution and fullness and satisfaction about it. So if this interests you, please get a hold of me, once again, at Bennett@unconditionalreality.com.
Well, we're back. And I was just thinking over our brief
we're going to go back to our show.
Intermission.
And I hope you continue to enjoy
Bennett,
yourself.
You were talking Thanks about the mountain. Bye-bye. Was there something else you wanted to say?
Yes, Grace. Well, as anyone who's been a part of the show and listening to the show understands, we go off and do our conversation, our dialogues, and sometimes we begin a thought and we may take it and go into a different direction. One of the things that struck me so powerfully yesterday when I was on the mountain was it simply is there, it simply exists to be a source of strength, a source of love, a source of great renewal, just like nature is all over our planet, and it asks nothing in return. Now, of course, implicit in a beautiful relationship, whatever that relationship may be, implicit is the sense of respect, is the sense of considering the other sacred, and so there's a desire and an implicit sense of operating with respect and decency and maintenance, if you will, particularly when it comes to nature and physical things, as well as, of course, our beloved individuals. And yet, the mountain asks really for nothing. It just is. And it is an embodiment of what unconditional love, from my perspective, really is. I've heard it also said, the sun is a good example. The sun is radiating out that warmth and that life-sustaining energy, and it asks nothing in return. And it radiates this energy regardless of what any one of us may think about it. Unconditional love is not an emotion. It may translate itself into a feeling, and yet it is not an emotion. Unconditional love is a state of being. It actually is being, because when we are in that place, we don't have agendas per se. We don't have the ego considerations that come up in normal day-to-day life. And when I say that, I'm not necessarily demeaning or belittling those considerations. I'm just saying it's a place that exists beyond that. It's kind of the ocean, and the specific personal considerations are more like a small container of water. It is that place where everything is good, everything is blissful, and everything that we possibly can is simply part of our reality and perceived as such without judgment. And I know that every single person has experienced this one way or another. And they've experienced it whether they label it this way or not. That really doesn't matter. And yet it's part of our experience. And indeed, it becomes more than an experience. It becomes who we are. And of course, the irony is that is who we are. And we are returning to the place that already exists. I love the paradox. It's there all the time. And this is a discussion that I'm sure will bring in many, many more questions, many more comments, and we welcome them. As always, please send your comments to Bennett@unconditionalreality.com, and you can address them to me or any one of the panel, and we will respond. I know that Happy had some things he wanted to speak about, so we're going to shift, at least for a moment. Happy? Well, right. And it's such a big and lovely topic, unconditional love, that I'm sure we will speak about it quite a bit more. However, I wanted to give a little bit more of how you would say it here, a heads up on some of the news and stories that information that's being disseminated through the Galactic Federation to several of our beloveds here on the planet, and soon will become quite obvious to everybody here. We are in a process now where we are undergoing, as we've said many a time, an extraordinary amount of change. And there is a program, if you will, there is a plan, if you will, to facilitate all of this. And like so many other things in our lives, we sometimes need to get to a certain place of awareness, a certain place of allowance and openness to be able to accept something in our lives. Much like somebody who has a job, and they go take the job, and when they first take it, they may not know what they're doing, but they spend time with it, and they arrive at increasing levels of expertise, and so they become more eligible for even greater responsibility, and so on and so on. Well, that's the dynamic that has been occurring here. As a race, we have been evolving, and you have been evolving and expanding to places that can take on and utilize and embrace greater and greater amounts of energy. And of course, we've been saying that this has been going on for some time now, and this is the paradigm that we're moving into. Well, all right. Well, we are just about at the place of critical mass where many, many changes, dramatic ones, are about to occur. What is occurring in a nutshell is that the old paradigm of financial, economic control and dominance by many, many different parties around the globe is beginning to fall apart, if you will. And it's falling apart in ways that the general society may not be aware of. Yes, we're seeing economies going down and going under, but what is occurring is that there have been plans to legally create situations where many, many of the people on the planet who have been orchestrating this paradigm that we're moving away from where they are going to, frankly, be exposed. And we are going to be re-educated, you are, as a race, as to what our true history is and what our true potentials are. And people like myself who are coming to speak to you, there are many, many people on the planet now who are communicating in these ways, who are receiving information and disseminating it. And the purpose here is to create a sense of joy, a sense of knowing, so that when more and more of these institutions collapse, rather than go to panic and rather than go into fear, we would like to communicate in a very basic way right now anyhow, that this is all part of an orchestration to create a very different, a very life-sustaining, joy-filled, creatively filled life experience for everybody on the planet. So, we're going to see more institutions go by the wayside. We're going to see many, many people from major corporations and many people in the political systems, and I'm speaking about all around the globe. Of course, a lot of this has been going on. We're going to see many of them leave. They're going to either resign or be incarcerated or be let go, so to speak, of their responsibilities. And what's going to occur in our new society will be an overall sense of sharing, an overall sense of cooperation between the various areas on the planet. Is it our new world? Yes. And yet it is not, by any stretch of the imagination, it is not the new world order that we've heard about and that's been trying to be implemented. That is one of control, of dominance, and that is so definitely not what we are referring to. We are referring to a society that embraces all of the various cultures and all of the various perspectives on life and embraces them and seeks to sustain and life sustain technologies and well-being. It seeks to allow everybody the very, very primal attributes of being here. Well-fed, well-educated, the ability to express themselves in freedom, in sovereignty. So yes, this new sense of world will not be one where people are shackled, literally, metaphysically, metaphorically, at all. This will be a society that changes the paradigm from a sense of scarcity to a sense of innate abundance. Now, along with this, there are many technologies which have already been developed, and they will be introduced to the public at large, and they will be technologies that will change our whole perception on energy. They are technologies that will make it easier to manifest whatever we choose. They will make travel much easier. They will eliminate the sense of lack. And these technologies will also directly affect the way we approach healing. They will affect the foods that we eat. So once this new society and societies are firmly entrenched, so many of the concerns about pollution and toxicity and chemicals and so on and so on in our environment and particularly in our foods, they will not be permitted to continue. they will cease to exist. And you're already seeing that there is a public movement towards all of this. And I'd also like to bring up another point. Of course, there's so much more there. We're just showing you the surface that is being gently scratched at the moment. What we'd like to say is that for any of you that still doubt or question whether we have brothers and sisters who are what are called aliens, please, we suggest that you no longer have that query, because the answer is, of course you do. Of course you do. This beautiful planet that you inhabit is one amongst billions, and what you'll find when it becomes obvious to you and obvious to the population at large that you are not alone in this universe, and the fact is that you've never really been alone, you're going to find that actually quite a bit of the quote aliens are rather just like you. Perhaps they've gone through this experience of expansion, of what we call here, some do, ascension. They've already done it, but they are in form and shape, most of them quite human in appearance, or certainly human-like. So you will be quite surprised. You will also be quite surprised to learn that many of these people are already on the planet, and have been for quite some time, operating just apparently like everybody else does here, and yet consciously aware of their origins and a sense of being ready to encourage and to facilitate and support others in this expansion. From a universal perspective, this particular time we're in, by gosh, I guess you could say, this is the creme de la creme. It's a joyful time. It's a joyful moment among the universe. And we wish to encourage you to continue on in your own personal growth, your own personal introspection, if you will, and your own personal expansion. And that's it for me at the moment.
Wow-wee. Well, thank you, Happy. And I know I was speaking with you earlier, and you were telling me that they've got all kinds of technologies. By golly, they've got a technology just a little bit like Star Trek, where all you have to do is think of a certain food, and there's this machine that pops it out for you. And the really cool thing is, if you still really like the taste of a juicy, thick steak, you can ask for it, and it will be composed and brought together out of matter and not a cow. Oh boy, now that sounds interesting. Sounds like that movie where when you pass away, you go to that middle ground and you can eat all you want and there's no calories. Oh, but that's another story. My gosh, this is so exciting.
Oh, it is. It is. Now, I know we don't have a whole lot of time, and I know we want to go back into these other topics. So obviously, we're going to talk about them more. And particularly, I'm sure, after the show, when we get the number of questions that we've been receiving lately, what I see is that this is really putting the responsibility on the individual. And I know that in previous times, so much of the personal responsibility was shirked. It was delegated to other places and other people, and well, this person did this and this person did that, and it's not my fault. I can't be sorry, or I can't be held responsible for that. And now, as I can see it plain as day, as we are expanding, as we are moving into this bigger picture of ourselves, well, I can see that the responsibility lies squarely on our shoulders. It seems to me the question is, how do I choose to be me? Well, that's it. How do I choose to be me? And also something else I wanted to say that occurred to me, Brother Bennett.
Yes.
Well, while you were talking about relationship, and I know there's so much more to be said about this, it felt to me like we often don't really value each other, and we don't necessarily value all the exchanges that come our way. We just kind of like, you know, bypass a whole lot of them. And so I wrote this thing down while you were talking, and it says, each person is a walking library of information. I'll say that again, because I like it. Each person is a walking library of information. And those people that interact with you have reasons for doing so. I know I'm not the first person to say this, but my oh my, it comes back and strikes me even as more relevant right now. Oh, can we discuss, I know we don't got a lot of time now, but maybe for next show, can we discuss more in depth synchronicity? I know that's an important one. I know that. And I also wrote, you know, one of the defining moments that came to me in this past week when I was thinking about how we're all connected and how we all impact each other. One of those moments came when I consciously recognized that what I think about can impact what somebody else is thinking about.
Oh yeah, well, just real quick, Grace, I'm working on some exciting news and exciting development here, but I just gotta say, I know, because I experience that all the time, and I experience it a lot, believe it or not, with you.
You do?
I do. And we'll talk about it another time, but I definitely feel that I get impacted by what you and by what the other people here on the panel talk about and think about. You don't even have to talk it. Talking's just a physical form of what's already going on. Yeah, well, I'm really pleased about that. I certainly am. And I certainly am. This is Bennett. Glad to be back. I hope you've all enjoyed the show. I feel like we've touched on a couple big topics, and I'm sure we'll discuss them more. Unconditional reality, unconditional love. It's so exciting to see and to feel the expansion that's going around the entire planet and the entire globe. It seems to be increasing exponentially every single day. So, we hold you here in our love, we hold you in our light, and you are most sacred to all of us. So from unconditional reality, you are, and I am, and together we help shift our world. I want to thank everyone involved in creating the show. My producer, Alicia Kaiser, Saint Germain, Jesus, Abundancia, and the other extraordinary goddesses who continually grace us with the perfect embodiment of the divine feminine. Another beautiful reminder of the extraordinary truth that we are one. I also wish to thank Sir Henry Irving, Thespis, and the incredible collective energies of many other ascended masters and multidimensional beings, all who are committed to our freedom and peace. A special thanks goes out to Kenny Leinart for composing our theme song. Kenny can be reached at kleinart@aol.com. That's kleinart@aol.com. And of course, thank you, Align Radio, for having us. May you all have a blessed week. Namaste. Unconditional reality. How to be there from here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, am I all that I was?
meant to be. Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see in me, all you see in me. Sometimes I feel that I have lived so many different lives, and what I thought were my mistakes and my vision set aside. You were waiting for this part of me.